just start with an introduction. So, your names and where you were born.
Hey, I'm Leanne, so I'll start. I'm Pat Kilmer, which was our maiden name. And born in St. Thomas, but raised out just outside of Shedden. And live in St. Thomas now.
Nice.
And I'm Sandy Callestine, me Kilmer. Actually, I was born in Chatham because my dad was in the Army during the Second World War, and my mom and I lived in Chatham, but moved to Shedden when I was 3 months old, and I was brought up in Shedden, and now I live in St. Thomas as well.
Amazing.
I'm Bev Duckworth. I was a Kilmer, too, along with these two. Well, and our brother, we have a brother, Dennis, okay. Who is younger, so I live just out of St. Thomas now.
Nice.
That's about it.
Amazing. So you guys said you lived kind of like outside of Shedden. Whereabouts in Shedden is that?
It's on Highway 3, just where the C&O railroad tracks used to go through.
Okay.
So the house we lived in has been torn down now, and the people that live there now have built a nice new house. But part of the barn is still there.
Yeah.
Okay, so first I guess we'll talk a bit about, you know, your ancestry and stuff like that.
So our father, they were raised in the area. They were in Tyrconnell. They had a, not Tyrconnell, Boxall.
Boxall.
Boxall. Oh. They had a spot up there, and that's where they were. And then after he came back from the war, that was when they bought the property in Shedden. And his mother and sister lived with them. And she was 12, I think.
Yeah.
Her dad died suddenly, and he was young, in his 50s. So our parents bought this little place outside of Shedden, and we grew up there, and that was where they were from. And then his mother was, so our grandmother, was a nurse, and she looked after the lady next door, who had a bachelor son who ended up marrying her and moving her to Manitoba. And that's where she passed away and is buried there. So her daughter went with them, and she's passed away now too, but her kids are all still out in Western Canada. So
my great-grandparents, the Thomans, Dugald and Edith Thoman, were married in 1900, and they lived out on the Thoman farm on Shackleton Road, and I remember going there as a kid, and this is one thing I remember which is weird. Out in the front yard, the weeds were high, and around the house there was this great big patch of spearmint, wild spearmint, and I remember, this is strange, but anyways, I remember picking it and taking it home with me because I love the smell of it. Yeah, do you remember that?
No.
No.
Nope. She's a lot older.
So you're the oldest then?
Yes.
Who's the youngest here?
I'm the youngest.
I'm the middle.
Yes. And then you have a younger brother.
Yes,
as well.
Brother.
We should have brought him along too because he's entertaining too.
So do all of you then live like around St. Thomas?
Yes.
All four of us, actually.
Yeah,
nice.
All four of us. Yeah.
It is.
Within.
Yes.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah. Very nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Our mother came from Belgium when she was 5 years old with her mother and her siblings. There was five kids, and their mother came all by themselves on this ship because our grandfather was already in Canada, and they came by ship, and they lived in the Chatham area, and that was how I ended up being born in Chatham because my mom lived there when she was expecting me, and that's how we saw them in Chatham. But yeah, so that's out of the family.
And then she, if I remember this correctly, when they came to Canada, they were supposed to come to the Findall area, mm-hmm. and something happened, and they ended up in Pancor, which is Chatham area. And then she ended up marrying her dad and moved here anyway. So.
And then Aunt Bertha and Uncle Chuck lived in front. So that's her sister, Aunt Bertha.
So do you know, like, around what time your family came over from Belgium?
Yep. 1926.
Yes, 1926
or 27.
And you said your grandfather was here before?
Yes.
But just a few months.
He had been 6 months. He lived. He worked on a farm in the fields.
Right.
Then apparently in the winter time they would move into Chatham and he would work at some factory in Chatham.
Sugar beet.
Sugar beet factory.
They used to grow sugar beets to make sugar.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, and then in the summer they would move back up to the country, and then the kids would have to go and work in the fields. Mm-hmm. And all of the money that they made, except I think, I don't know, they told us this like a quarter a week or something, but they were given money every week to go to the show, but all the rest of the money went to the family. Mm-hmm. Which, can you imagine our kids doing that now?
No.
No. Our dad, during the war, was stationed in Camp Borden, mm-hmm. and when he was there, he was a tank mechanic. So once he got out, he went on to get his auto mechanic's license, and he worked at Disbro Motors in St. Thomas for over 40 years. And then he had a heart attack and retired from there. And our mom stayed at home and looked after us and baked. And
lovely
darn children. Yes. And then they sold. This place in Shedden in, 70.
In the 70s.
74, it was 70s, because my daughter was born in 1974, and they moved into St. Thomas. And sold to Branton, Jack Branton. And his family still has that property out there. Mm-hmm. But our dad never, ever really got used to living in the city. He just never.
Once a country boy, always a country boy.
It was a 10-acre place, and we raised our own meat, like chickens and pigs and a beef.
And we had to walk to school.
And we had to walk to school up to our waist in the snow every winter.
Two-room school.
Two-room school in Shedden. Yes.
So how long did you guys live in the place in Shedden then?
Till we got married.
And then we each, all of us did.
Yeah. Then we left.
Yeah. Then we left
office. So your parents bought the farm like around when?
When he got done. 46.
47. Yeah. 47. Yeah, when you got out of the war. There was this Veterans Land Act. And if you were getting out of the service, you could get a mortgage. And what? Is it in the book?
Yeah.
She's scanning and he paid something like $3,000 for the place or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible. But that was now.
Yeah.
Like, that's your car payment.
Take a gas.
So you talked a bit about, getting to school, trekking through the snow, the long walk. What school did you go to?
Nine.
Southfield.
Yes.
The building is still there, but obviously it doesn't go to school.
It's usually, especially the pieces, after
I started high school, it closed, and then the kids all go to Southfold across from Elgin Manor, which was probably where you went.
So do you remember your first teacher there?
I remember my grade one teacher. Her name was Mrs. Storms. But I don't remember anybody until grade 7 and 8, and his name was Mr. Craig Lyle. And he was an Irish fellow. I learned so much from him. He was an amazing, amazing teacher. And he taught us how to play cricket. I remember that.
Are you guys all close in age then? In grade?
We're 19 months difference.
Okay.
She's 5 years.
Five years from her.
Our brother is 2 years younger than I am. So.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So how many kids would go to the school with you? Is it a lot or?
No.
There would maybe be 30 in each room.
The big room and the little room?
Yeah, the big room and the little room, we called it.
Because there was no kindergarten.
Right.
So grade one to four was in the little room, and then 5 to 8. I think there were like 7 kids in my graduating grade class.
I don't remember.
If I would look at some pictures, I would remember.
And it wasn't graduation.
You just left.
But at Christmas, we always did a Christmas concert.
Yes.
And it was at night, but it was across the street in the United Church. So, and that was always a really big deal.
It was so exciting
to get to go
and do that. It was a really big deal.
Yeah.
And now the church is a house.
Yeah. So what was school like for you guys? Were you those kids that like couldn't wait to go to school? And
I loved school.
I did.
I liked it. All the way through to I graduated.
Yeah.
And I went back to a year of college. So I loved it. It was fun, wasn't it? We had fun.
Yeah.
And you knew all the kids and their parents as well. So that was really nice. And after school, we would go and visit some of our girlfriends, you know, but not many of them came to our house because it was too far to walk.
How far of a walk was it?
It seemed like 5 hours.
It was about maybe 3/4 of a mile.
But then we had our bikes in the summer.
Yeah.
And we used to go skating when there was when it got cold.
And baseball. We had baseball teams that played the other schools.
Okay.
And that was a big competition. So
that's how I met my husband.
I hated it.
Oh wow!
It.
My second husband.
The first I hated one. All sports.
She killed us.
So were you guys like involved in many extracurricular activities?
4-H.
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 Young people's group at church.
On Sunday night.
On Sunday.
And it started at 7 o'clock. And we had to be out of there by 8:45 because we had to rush home and watch Bonanza.
Weird.
We're old. We're really digging ourselves.
It was black and white.
My friend and I watched an episode of Bonanza one night and we killed ourselves laughing. We said, why did we have to watch this?
They were good looking.
And now, hockey night in Canada, because that was the only thing that was on.
Yeah. I still have a little hockey because my grandson plays hockey. So.
Amazing.
Yeah. I did for a short time and then I discovered I never really liked it.
Yes.
Our son played, but then after he didn't play, I didn't like it. I remember
in school we always, every holiday we would have a party, like the parents would bake cookies and we would have a little Valentine's Day and Halloween.
And there were like our mothers, there was a group and I think they called it the Mothers Club, and they raised money during the year. We used to have a euchre party every month, mm-hmm. and they raised money for that, and then we would go on a bus trip and things for that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember some of the places you went for these trips?
Niagara Falls,
mm-hmm. for sure. I know. In Dearborn.
Yes.
Henry Ford Museum.
The
Henry Ford Museum.
Yes.
You can take kids across the border. Like
No, you can do that. What else did we do?
I don't really remember.
I don't either. Well, maybe we only did it for a few years.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it was every year.
Maybe not.
We had to rent a bus.
You get a bus and you have, some of the mothers would go to be like chaperones and they'd have 3 or 4 kids to watch. I guess we did that with our kids.
Yeah. That wasn't their favorite of mine.
No, either. Sorry, I have to work that day.
So the school would throw on like these events for holidays and such. Do you guys remember like what you do for Halloween? Would you go around?
Yes.
Since you're too far out, did you not really?
And you knew the people who made
you wanted
like
chef
fudge.
Oh yeah.
Taffy apples.
Popcorn balls.
Yes.
Yeah.
But people wouldn't do that now. We
didn't do it out in the country, obviously, because it was too far. But we always went around.
So you knew which ones.
And then sometimes afterwards they would have a Halloween party at the
IOF Hall.
Yeah. There was a Halloween party there. Yeah.
Right.
And what's all, they have dances there?
Oh, I loved going to the dances at the hall.
And then the Chevy Country Club, they had dances.
Oh, yeah.
I got old enough to really go out.
Like square dances?
Yeah.
Oh, and a band.
And yeah. They had a band, yeah, and other waltzes.
Polka.
At that time, the township was dry. And so they had little shelves built into the table. This was at the country club. And you would take your Mickey with you, and you would slide it in there, and you'd have a few drinks. And the OPP would come and raid every once in a while to try and catch people with you know, alcohol where you weren't supposed to have it. So when they would walk in the door, the band would just keep playing until they left. Because as long as you were on the dance floor, they couldn't do anything to you. They could search your table and take your alcohol if they wanted, but as long as you kept dancing, they didn't know who it belonged to.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they used to sit in the parking lot and wait till there was a polka, and then they'd come in and drag it out, so by the time they finished, they were dead. Those were the good old days.
When we couldn't go to the dances, it was like the end of the world.
Yeah.
Everybody else is going. It's not fair.
It's not that fair. Was your... And Port Stanley, we go to Port Stanley, they go to the dances. And at that time, Port Stanley had the boardwalk and little booths and things. And we, my mom and dad and my brother and I would go and we'd have french fries from night, eat an orange, and walk up and down the boardwalk while they were dancing.
And falling in love.
So was there like an age limit on these dances?
There must have been.
I never got to go.
It must have been a minimum.
It was... The dances in Port Stanley were over where the theater is now.
Okay, yeah.
They were upstairs there. That's where. So I guess there must have been. I don't know.
It would have been a minimum.
You would have thought so. I can't remember.
And then when we got older, we got to go to the Stork Club.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Oh,
it really was.
It was
very,
amazing.
Very fond memories of the Stork Club.
What was that like?
It was a big old building, and in the summer, didn't they drop the walls on the back?
Yeah, somehow.
To the lake, so you could hear the lake, and they had bands.
Big bands from all over the world.
I can't remember who they were, though.
Guy Lombardo used to play there. Dublin Corporation, they were like a
Irish.
I don't remember
who was actually there.
But they were always fun.
Yeah.
So what age did you get to go there then?
Oh, probably when you could drink.
When you were married.
You could go, probably, but you couldn't buy anything at the bar. Would that be... I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember. I just know that we went, and the day that it burned down, it was so...
Oh,
it was sad.
Sort of like Alma College, the same thing.
Yeah.
Which high school did you guys go to?
Arthur Bowden.
That's where I went to.
Did you?
But Dennis went to Parkside.
Well, he went to Parkside,
yeah.
The odd one out there.
Yeah, but we didn't have Parkside. Right.
The year that I started was the year that they were building Parkside.
Okay.
So from our boundaries, I should have gone to Parkside. And when it opened, if I wanted to leave Bowden and go to Parkside, I could have, but I didn't bother. I just stayed there. So.
Yeah. Do you remember your principal and teachers there?
Mr. Fenway.
Yes.
We had Mr. Did we have Everett?
Because we were done.
Yeah, we were done.
I was done and then you said.
Yeah.
But it was only 4 years, too. They didn't have...
And some of the teachers, when they found out who I was, said, oh, no. I taught your sisters.
Oh, we were excellent, though.
Except for talking. Get you in trouble.
Oh, no, never.
Especially some teachers.
So was there a lot of people at the school then?
Yeah.
More
than there is now.
More than at the little two-room school.
For sure. That was like culture shock.
It sounds really funny, but it was.
Because you went from a two-room school and
to all the...
And getting lost if you're...
I bet you meet a whole bunch of new people.
Oh, yeah.
You make lifelong friends.
Oh, yes. Still see them today.
I liked it, though. I did, too.
Yeah. I loved first year, but I did after.
And you could go to Uptown St. Thomas.
Fish and chips.
On Fridays, if you were really good, your mom gave you money. You could go and have fries and a Coke cup.
For lunch.
Fish and chips.
So I know you don't like sports. Did you do any sports during high school or extracurricular, some clubs?
Baseball.
Just the ones we had too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. When we would have field day, so obviously your friends would have the same interests. We would go in the shot put, get eliminated
immediately.
Yeah. And then we could leave.
Yeah.
We could go.
So that was my idea of any kind.
But then, see, we rode the bus too, so you couldn't get involved with a lot of after school.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had to get home somehow.
No, yes. We didn't.
No, we didn't.
No. But I don't think they had as many after school things. Not like now.
Not now, yeah.
No.
Do you remember some of the classes you took?
Typing.
Yeah.
Shorthand.
They don't have that anymore.
No, shorthand.
We were in business classes. And learned how to use business, all types of different business machines. And
But with typing, you had to, like now with the computer, it figures everything out. You had to figure out.
And we started with a hand bomber typewriter, you know, a manual.
And no letters. The keys didn't have letters on them because that was how you learned.
Yes. Yes. And we also did home ec, sewing and cooking.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't because I was taking the 5-year course.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we didn't have.
So what is the 5-year versus 4-year?
We didn't have 5-year.
Well, years ago when we were there, if you went into the 5-year, it was because you were planning on going on to university. And at that time, they didn't have like the grants and loans and things now. So basically, if your family wasn't wealthy, you didn't go on. Mm-hmm. It's not like now. And I did 4 years of the 5-year, and then I decided that I wasn't.
But when we went, there very few. Did anybody go to university? No.
Very few.
Very few. Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't even remember anybody.
You were expected to get married.
Yeah, that was the
Or else be a nurse or a teacher.
Or a secretary.
Or a secretary. Yes. That was it.
But the ultimate was getting married.
Yeah, the ultimate was getting married.
When I started high school, I wanted to take drafting, which doesn't even exist anymore now, like AutoCAD. And I wasn't allowed because I was a girl.
Yeah.
And it was years before. And when you tell the kids that now, they can't believe it.
Yeah.
And there's so many different. Mm-hmm. Like my daughter was telling me about one of her coworkers. Her son lives in BC, and his job is he's a soil tester at one of the wineries in BC. Can you imagine? Like, there's
the jobs they have nowadays.
Yeah, it's awesome. Like, it's really, really
good. But there's so many choices.
Yeah.
It was easier for us. Oh, yeah. We didn't have that many choices.
We didn't have that many choices.
No.
Yeah.
You talked about some of the friends. You guys are still friends today that you've met in high school. And
some of them,
let's talk a bit about them.
Probably they were in the same class.
Yes.
Because I don't know how they do it now, but we had to move around to different classrooms. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know, do they still do that?
Except when we went, your whole class, you were all basically
so
taking
different.
The same courses.
Yes. Yeah.
So your class moved as a class.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
So
like
you didn't
went here and you went there.
Don't worry about getting lost.
I remember some of the classes though, like this, I don't know even what it was. Another class would join you for that class, and I think that's how you got to be
split classes.
And then, of course, they had dances, of course, too, in the high school, so we would go to those, and I don't know.
And the prom.
The prom
was nothing like the prom Thursday.
No.